last December, I was watching her show, Coat of Many Colors, and then I thought, well, her songs come from real life events, right? Her songs are from real life. So I went and Googled Julene and thought, well, I'll find out where that comes from. And when I found the YouTube video, I was, oh, wow, this sounds like me.
This little girl had come up to the stage, and I said, you are the prettiest thing I've ever seen. She had this red hair, green eyes, fair skin. And I said, what is your name? And she said, Jolene. I said, oh, I bet you're named after your dad. I bet your dad's named Joe. She said, no, it's just Jolene. I said, well, that's the prettiest name I ever heard. I said, I'm going to write a song about you. And if you ever hear it, you'll know it was about you.
Jolene, 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 Jolene.
I was 10, and I went up to her and got an autograph. And I have red hair and green eyes and white skin. I'm like, okay. And then, you know, slowly I started to put pieces together. When I was 10 years old, 1972, my parents decided to take my two brothers and my best friend with me down to Disneyland. So we went down to Disneyland, like all five of us, in a powder blue Toyota Corolla, and we took off down to California. So it was an amazing thing back then because people didn't really travel that much. And we went to a country music show because my parents were big country music fans.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the real live Dolly, Dolly Parton.
So we get down there, and that's when I saw Dolly Parton, and before she became a big star, she's a star then, but she wasn't a big star. There's other players also, like Pat Boone and Debbie Boone, too. At the show, Dolly Parton was playing, and so at the end of the show, they said, anybody that wants to come up on stage for an autograph, come up and, you know, get an autograph. And I went backstage. I loved her song, Coat of Many Colors. I was excited to get an autograph, and her table was kind of empty. You know, no one was in front of it. So I went over to Dolly Parton and got her autograph. She did call me Jolene. My name is very uncommon. I've only seen it once in my life on one person. Her getting my name as Jolene instead of Julene is totally normal for me.
Jolene, 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 Jolene. Please don't take him just because you.
And her song came out about, I think, in 1973. It became a hit, I think, in 1974. So it came out right after our meeting. And that's what solidified that for me, that this was actually me.
Your smile is like a breath of spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain. And I cannot compete with you, Jolene.
Well, it drove me crazy. Jolene's a hussy, man.
Talks about you in his sleep.
Like, come on, she's a hussy, right? What little kid wants to be like, oh, Jolene, don't steal my man, you know, like you're a little kid, you're what, I was 12? People were playing that song to me like they did to every other Jolene. And I thought, oh, that's okay, thanks. But I did have the autograph too. I saw it in the year 2000, and I saw it a couple years ago. It was an autograph picture of her, and it said to Jolene on it, J-O-L-E-N-E. And I remembered that autograph, and I'm still looking for it. I can't find it, but I know it's here. It's somewhere. I'd like to find it, then it would verify my story more. It is incredible. It's incredible.
You could have your choice of men, but I could never love again. He's the only one for me.